Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Body image is often an overlooked topic in the church today, yet it affects Christian women at alarming numbers. In my conversation with trauma-informed therapist and author of the book, Image Restored, Rachel Gilbert, we talk about how we can tear down our shame and insecurities to experience a body image renovation that aligns with God's will for our bodies and how to pray for deliverance surrounding this issue. To the woman who is tired of being at war with her body and her thoughts about her body, this conversation is for you.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. Be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org to download my free Bible study called Worry Free to learn the three lies feeding your worry and the truth that can set you free. In today's episode, I am chatting with author of the book, Image Restored, Rachel Gilbert, to learn how we can truly honor our bodies as temples, as the Bible tells us, through the power of prayer. Enjoy. I'm so excited to introduce today's guest, Rachel Gilbert. Welcome, Rachel.
Christina, thank you for having me.
I want you, before we get started, can you tell us and introduce yourself to our audience? Tell us who you are and what you do.
Yes. As you mentioned, my name is Rachel Gilbert, and I am sitting here right now in our office. My husband and I own and run an integrated medical practice in the Dallas, Texas area, and I'm a counselor here. And we have lived in this area for almost as long as my oldest is. And so we have three kids and a couple teenagers and then a son who's almost a teen. And my husband and I have been married for 18 years this May. And so we've done, So we've done a lot. We're passionate about ministry and business and Jesus and just all the things. And so it's an honor to get to do this and get to partner with the Lord on all the journeys he's taken us on.
Yeah. And that's fascinating. And you recently wrote a book called Image Restored. Here, can you tell us a little bit about your heart behind this book and what this book is about?
Absolutely. One thing I didn't mention when I was telling you about myself was that my husband and I got married young. We were both still in college when we got married, and we also got pregnant right away. And so I immediately became a stay-at-home mom. And as a stay-at-home mom, I had an undergraduate degree in exercise physiology, and I taught group fitness for a decade. And a little bit of my story, which if you do read the book, you'll hear some of the pieces of it, is, of course, I had body image struggles, still something that I have to watch out for today. And so I have a very personal story with it, but then I also have a professional journey with it, because when I was in graduate school, I did choose to research the topic of body image, and I did internships in an eating disorder center. And so I'm so thankful that the Lord had me wait to write the book until I also had gone through some professional training, just because I knew what I learned personally and what helped me personally But being able to pair that with my professional experience, but then also Bible, that's kind of the unique angle that I do have, is that I am a believer in Jesus, but I'm also a therapist. So I marry the two of those together. And that's my heart behind the book, is just that I can turn back and go help other women who have similar stories to mine and will be exactly like mine, but really just are exactly like what you mentioned in the introduction, tired of being at war with their body and their thoughts about their body.
Encourage readers to learn to listen to their bodies. Can you expand on this for us and describe how listening to our body can help us to restore both our body image and our overall health?
I love talking about this. I found so many women are resonating with it, and just this concept that your body is always speaking to you. And again, if we look at ourselves as a whole unit, mind, soul, body, and spirit, like all speaking to each other, it's a beautiful thing. And I think that if you think about, especially if you're a woman listening and you have struggled with being at war with your body, you know, that phrase of in your thoughts and in just all the things. Think about, let's just say that for a second you were at war with a friend and you were mad at them, all the things. You don't really talk to them. And in fact, if they do say something, you dismiss them because you're like, I'm done with you. You've hurt me enough. Like, I'm over you. You've put up a wall between you and that friend. Yeah. So you're not letting them in anymore. And a lot of us have put up a wall between us and our body. We're like, you know what? You failed me. I'm done listening to you. I can't trust you. All of that. And so when I say that your body is always speaking to you, it's kind of whenever you get physical cues, I call it your alarm system, that, oh man, I'm not getting enough sleep, or I'm stress is showing up physically in my body. Emotions, especially stored unprocessed emotions, they show up in our bodies. How do we know that? Because, for example, have you ever been nervous about something? Did you know you were nervous?
Butterflies
in your stomach. Exactly. Yeah. Your stomach was like, oh, we're nervous. And so you knew, oh, I'm nervous because I can feel the butterflies in my stomach. When somebody's stressed, their shoulders are really tight and tense. And so your body is always speaking. And when we start to restore this union, especially again with that body image, now you can listen to your body's cues even better. Which is why I'm a big advocate when it comes to health of people. You know your body better than any professional. So yes, get the information, do all the things, but you're the only one who can say, yeah, that doesn't feel right. My body's not responding well to that food or that exercise or that medication or whatever. You're going to be the one who knows it the best, but it's going to take you lowering that wall, not being mad at your body anymore. She's your friend. Like, she's for you. Y'all need to work as a team. You need to get back together and make up, and then you're just going to be able to pay notice and actually take action on the things that your body is trying to say to you.
That's good.
Yeah.
And that, I think it's hard for women because it's easy for us to kind of not listen to those signals, not just because we're sometimes struggling with our body image, but also because we're just busy and we just haven't prioritized it and don't necessarily always initially realize how important it is until something breaks down.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have listened.
Exactly.
And so I think that kind of goes into what you talk about, women needing to learn how to trust their gut and also being in touch, in tune with the leading of the Holy Spirit when it comes to her body. And so how can we learn how to do that, how to really listen to the Holy Spirit when it comes to our body?
Yes. I actually have a quiz on my website. It's called What's Your Body Trying to Tell You, Trying to Say to You. And the piece of information that I'm not going to make, go take the quiz, go for it. That'll be fun. And I have lots of resources on your results.
Put the links in the description of this video.
Yeah. So the results page on there, I have several different resources that I can recommend. All of them are free resources. But also just, and as far as when you said, how can we learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, that phrase, trust your gut, came from whenever I was in school, again, learning to become a counselor. And one of my supervisor would always, when we'd be like, what do I do with this case? She'd be like, trust what your gut's saying, trust your gut. And you're like, oh, like, I wanted you to tell me what to do. But she was trying to teach us, trust your gut. And the only way we call it to learn how to do this is working your trust your gut muscles. Meaning when you feel that, again, that's the Holy Spirit. Trust your gut's just a cute way of saying, listen to the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And what's the Holy Spirit saying to you in this moment? When you act on it, it builds your muscles. Just like if I was working out my biceps and strengthening them, the more I do it, the more I go, oh, okay, yeah. I did here and I was able to do that. And oh, wow, okay, I can do this. And so start with small things and work your way up. And the more you do it, you get to know just what that voice of the Holy Spirit sounds like and what that looks like for you and what that looks like to move forward.
That's good. And speaking of just being able to be led by the Holy Spirit when it comes to developing a healthy body image, and we already talked about just the connection between the physical and the spiritual, how can women be praying? How can we incorporate prayer into the process of us developing a healthy body image?
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I believe everything starts with prayer. I start my day with prayer, and any of the days I accidentally forget, I can tell and I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. And so a simple prayer I say, and I think that everybody needs to just figure out what works for you. I love to pray verses, and again, because it's God's word. And I'm honestly one of those people, though, that I'm praying all day long wherever I'm at. I'm just always talking to God. Yeah. But like first thing in the morning, may the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. I like that one for the morning because it's show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. And so when we're talking about body image, it is extremely important that prayer is what we start with, of just saying, Lord, I submit myself to you. I submit this area to you. I submit my body to you. It was yours before it was mine. And I just gave it right back to you. And I just ask that you bless this body, but also just show me how to steward it. Show me where to go. And when we just, it's a simple act of release. You don't have to say those exact words, whatever your words are, but releasing the control to him. And that release of control, one, it lightens our burden, but then it also just is welcoming him in to say, yes, I can't do this on my own. I don't want to do this on my own. And another one I've been meditating on recently is Psalm 34, 4-5, but especially 5. And it says, whoever looks to the Lord for help will be radiant with joy, and he will lift the shadow of shame, the darkness of shame that is over their face. That's, you know, me paraphrasing it. But I just love that one so much because it's okay. Again, I pray that, Lord, thank you that as I look to you for help, you help, you're making me radiant with joy, and let that be the beauty that radiates out of me. Not all this that you see, that's great, but let his radiance of that be what just exudes and that people see first. And then he lifts that darkness of shame that covers our face. And so I love to just incorporate his word into prayer because it's truth and words to stand on.
Yeah, that, and I can tell you that God is answering that prayer. Just his joy radiates from your face. And I can just see your passion to just help women restore their body image to what God intended for them. Before we close, would you mind praying for our listeners and anyone that might be struggling with developing a healthy body image?
I would love to.
Yes.
Father, I thank you so very much for every person who is sitting under the sound of my voice. I thank you that we can come to you with anything that concerns us. And Lord, we just give our bodies to you. We thank you that this body was your idea, that it was a gift, that you called it good and you blessed it. And so we just receive that blessing, receive the gift. And I pray for restoration today. Body image, also just bodies, healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, where there's been pain, where there's been chronic pain, especially any inflammation, any heart issues, anything in the body that's not functioning the way that you designed it to function. We just speak life and peace and restoration in Jesus' name. And I pray that for the listener today who is struggling with her body image, that she would see herself as you do, and that she would just receive your love today, your peace, your mercy, your grace, and that you would lift that shadow of shame off of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Redeem and restore what the enemy has wreaked havoc in for far too long, Lord. And we just give all of this to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that beautiful prayer. Rachel, where can our audience connect with you to get your book and take your quiz and learn more from you on this topic?
My website is my name, rachelgilbert.com. You do spell my name funny, R-A-C-H-A-E-L. And then the book page is imagerestoredbook.com.
Perfect. Perfect. So I want to encourage all listeners to check out Rachel's website, but also her book. And I forgot to mention this at the beginning, but your book also comes with 6 weeks of video sessions to go with it. And the book is very interactive. So when we talk about the timeline and all the things, like there are journal prompts, there's the counselor's corner, there are pictures for you to review based on each session. So it's really, from what I saw from your book, it's not just you giving them a whole bunch of information for them to potentially forget a year from now, but actually walk through this personally so that they can find true wholeness and healing in this area, which is, makes it that much more powerful. So thank you for creating this amazing resource for women. I can definitely see myself suggesting this to women for years to come. And thank you for the work and the effort that you've put into that, because I know that it's not easy. It's a high calling, especially like you said, when you're taking territory, but you are taking that territory for the kingdom. And I just thank you for that. So thanks so much for talking with us today, Rachel. I appreciate you joining us on the show. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. As a gift, be sure to download my free 5-day prayer guide and take my prayer personality quiz to learn how you best hear and connect with God. You may find all links in today's show notes. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and join me on the Beloved Women app for unlimited videos to grow your faith, learn God's word, and encourage your soul. Available now in the Apple and Google Play stores or at belovedwomen.tv. Again, thank you so much for listening today. And until next time, God bless.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey, Hey there, it's Nicole Yunus from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.